So, as you know, we have a certification option for this class, and you don't have to do it, of course, but there's some definite advantages to doing it besides a nice certificate that hangs on your wall and, something you can say on your website, a little gold seal you can put on your website. But there's other advantages to it as well. So I wanted to tell you what that is and then just share with you what is required to become certified. Those of you who are in NEPT, you can go for these interim certifications before you get your full certification, which is at the end of the program. So you can certainly apply for these as well. And there's no fees associated with it if you're in NEPT and there's a small fee, and I can't remember what it was, whether it was $300. That would include your first year of certification. As certifications go, let me tell you, that's very inexpensive. So, anyway, certification requirements. It does take us, and the reason we charge for certifications is it takes us a lot to actually review all your materials and make sure they're up to speed and then give you feedback and all that and prepare your certificate. So it's not included in the cost of the program, although some of you who did that early bird, like sign up before the end of the first call, we actually threw it in as a bonus. So there's probably about five of you that got that. So thank you for being here. And I just want to make sure, like usual, I get this part out of the way that we're not talking about medical care. We're not talking diagnosis and treatment. Unless you are licensed to do that and are sitting across from your client face to face in that therapeutic relationship, what we're doing is assessment and evaluation and looking for the roadblocks, looking for the obstacles that are keeping that person from reaching their full potential. And then helping them with a plan and educating them and giving them tools and resources so that they can remove those obstacles and move forward. And some of the cases you get are going to be really straightforward, like, those cigarettes and the McDonald's and a lot of the other things that are going on could really be having a little impact. And other times you're going to have someone who has an impeccable diet and has been working on this for years, like one of the cases we're going to do today. And then you're going to sit there scratching your head, and that's when you're going to be really glad that you're here studying with me here, because we're going deep. We're helping you to go deep so that when the stuff you think is going to work doesn't, that you have some pathways and some ways of looking at it that might be different and may come up with something very useful for that person. So let's just talk a little bit about certification. I mean, the advantage of certification is that you get a nice certificate to hang on your wall. It's just another little thing. People like certificates. People like, oh, you're a certified digestive system coach, or you're a certified insulin resistance coach, or whatever. So you'll get a nice certificate. But what the big thing is, it will allow you to be eligible to utilize, to license our materials after you've gotten through. So if you want to be doing a digestive health program, like we talked about putting together your program, and you don't want to spend a lot of time creating all those materials, that you could take advantage of the stuff that I've already created and be able to use that. And there are certain ways that we'll teach you how to do that later. So that was the certificate. What's required to do it is you submit two recorded 20-minute audio sessions demonstrating your ability to establish rapport with a client, take a history, and create a plan. So you've got to get permission from somebody to allow you to do that. Sometimes people just do it with family members or friends so that they don't do it with a paying client. If you have a paying client that's willing to do it, I've had people do it. Just minimum 20 minutes so I hear you, ask the questions, get into it, and really establish rapport with the person. So then there's also two written case write-ups, and that's where something like this Michelle could do. This wouldn't be eligible for coming on and doing it as a reported one because we've already kind of done it. But if you write it up, and there's a specific template on the website that you can follow that is very common to the way that you do medical write-ups, 23-year-old female presented with, and you go through all the reviews of systems and things like that. And all of these are in the certification section on the website. And then there's practicum hours. So you submit documentation pertaining to a case you've done, either guiding someone through our grand program or one of your own. So you're just documenting. I met with her today and we talked about this. I met with her today. We talked about that. She's doing this. You're just documenting the progress of that person as they went through your program. And then the guidelines exactly what to submit to us for that are on the website as well. And as an alternative, you can ask us, you can say, I want to be assigned a client in the grant program to coach them and report back on that. And there's an application for doing that on the website as well. And then the exams, there's going to be probably multiple exams. We haven't finished them. We have one exam that's half finished, but we don't want to necessarily make the exam too long, so it might be broken up into two. We'll let you know about that. But you have to pass the open book. It's open book, comprehensive exams, just to demonstrate mastery of the material covered. And if you don't pass it, then you go back and you study, and then you get to take it again. You get to take it three times. If you continue to fail after three times, then you set up an appointment with someone on our team and chat about what's going on and where is it falling down and what can we do to help you, to support you. And that's it. That's all there is required. And then we'll have the details of this about, you know, how you can use our materials and licensing. You know, we're consulting with our attorney about how you set those things up legally and give you the rights to use our stuff without the rights to resell it without our permission. And there's just all kinds of stuff involved with it. But we're real excited about that prospect because I know how much work it takes and how much money it takes to develop a really in-depth online program. And we want to make it easier for you to just jump in and get started and be able to use what we've created, but also tailor it to your own and coach people through. So that's all I wanted to cover there. And I would love to open it up for any questions about cases that you have, about the materials, about any questions at all related to the digestive system. And I'm looking to see, have you ever used a matrix like IFM? Yeah, I'd have to look at that. I'll look at the matrix. I'll have to look at that. No, I haven't. I'll look at that. We're looking at having a graduation ceremony. Hers is based on the IFMs, I think. We're looking at having a graduation ceremony. Oh, yeah, we'll have a graduation ceremony at Shine. Okay. Anybody else? Let me look to see if there's anybody that wrote in on this other question box. V-Elaine was there before. Drina says dry skin brushing to open pathways. That's great. Gentle visceral manipulation. Totally great. Super. Raise your hands if you have any questions or comments. Star 2. Michelle said, this has been an amazing day. My brain is full. I will go over it again. Good. I'm glad you got a lot out of it. Good timing, too. Geeking out big time. Tony, Michelle, thank you. Maria, I'm seeing a new client with chronic digestive issues on Monday. Yay, she's a nurse. Good. They may be the hardest ones, though, because if she's set in her old ways, you'll have to really open her eyes up. I'm going to give her a strategy questionnaire. How else would you proceed? Go back to what we talked about earlier. I would say you're going to give her the strategy questionnaire. If you're just having a consult with her initially, that's where you start. But then once you talk to her about it the way we talked today and she signs up, then I would go through the process of having her fill out the digestive questions so you can pinpoint seeing any labs she has and going through all the different things that we went through today. Yeah. All right. Lots of great info today. Alma says, Sequoia, thanks for submitting case studies. Yes. Put her into a program for sure. Oh, of course. Yeah. Make it up on the fly. Figure out what she needs and just tell her, you know, I think you'd go do well with a 6-week program, 8-week program, 2-month program. Sometimes with the nurses, you have to go shorter rather than longer because they're a little, you know, sometimes they'll get into that they know more because they figure they should or that it's the medical model. It depends on how alternative the nurse is. So, yeah, put her into a program for sure. For sure. And thank you, Michelle, for submitting such a thorough case history. It really helped for us to see all the pieces. And good luck with her. Good luck with her. This is, it's a great challenge and it'll really build your confidence if you can really get through to her and help her to make some changes. So yeah, absolutely. All right. I guess that's it. You guys have been awesome. I loved all the sharing here. I loved all the ideas flowing. Thank you so, so much. Okay. Take care, everybody. Bye now. Oh, I opened the line so we could all say goodbye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.